For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft, author and editor-founder of UnknownCountry.com. Ann Streber has passed away after a long battle with cancer. The wife of Whitley Streber, Ann was a novelist, as well as a great supporter of Whitley's work, editing his many books. Our sincerest condolences go out to the Streber family from Dark Matter News. Did a UFO dock with the International Space Station in January of last year? On January 29, 2014, a live camera feed of the International Space Station showed what appeared to be a strange yellow elliptical object docked with the hull of the ISS. The live camera feed was quickly recorded and uploaded to YouTube and is generating much interest as possible evidence of a UFO interacting with the International Space Station. This has led to claims that the UFO was docked so that the extraterrestrials could meet with NASA astronauts. The idea that the alien ships could dock with the ISS and have meetings with its occupants is supported by the claims of a former NASA employee who, during his 34 years of service, worked on numerous NASA missions and finally as a spacecraft operator. He claims to have witnessed a similar alien rendezvous during a U.S. space shuttle mission just before his security clearance was revoked by NASA in 1992. Clark McLeland's testimony supports claims that NASA's space missions have directly interacted with extraterrestrial vehicles and resulted in meetings between astronauts and aliens. The video recording of what appears to be a UFO docked at the International Space Station on January 29, 2014, may be yet another instance when aliens have met with NASA astronauts during a space mission. You're listening to Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Would you like to live longer? Maybe even decide when you die? 13 years after scientists pinpointed the Methuselah gene, Google Ventures president Bill Maris believes it is now possible to live until the old age of 500. In a Bloomberg profile, Mr. Maris stated, "If you ask me today, is it possible to live to be 500? The answer is yes." He continues by saying 20 years ago, without genomics, you could only treat cancer with a poison. That's really different from, we can cure cancer by reverse engineering a stem cell. You can now legitimately invest in a company that could cure cancer. Google has invested heavily in life sciences, and over the last 2 years has increased funding by 30%. The firm is a collaboration of 70 people with 17 investment partners. Chief Medical Officer at DNA Nexus says we are just on the verge of what science and technology can do. His company, also backed by Google Ventures, is building a global bank of genomic information using cloud computing. Listening to the scientists gathered around the table, it's hard not to get caught up in the world they see coming. In this vision of future, science will be able to fix the damage that the sun or smoking or too much wine inflicts on our DNA. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other scourges of aging will be repaired at the molecular level and eradicated. In the minds of this next generation of entrepreneurs, the possibilities are bizarre and hopeful and endless. We probably won't live forever, but we could live much, much longer and better. These are the bets Google Ventures is hoping will ultimately be its biggest wins. Maris says we aren't trying to gain a few yards, we are trying to win the game. And part of that is that it is better to live than die. The Methuselah gene was named after Methuselah, son of Enoch. He was the oldest man to live in recorded history. Some accounts say he lived until 960, while others say he was 969 years of age. He died the year of a massive global flood. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.